Hi, I'm Eddie.
And I'm Meg.
And I'm Jim, Meg's dad.
And this week on the podcast, we're going to be talking about ways to beat the heat this summer. And yeah, it's going to be tasty.
It's going to be very informative. You'll maybe want to take some notes.
Yeah, we're experts
because
at it.
We want everyone to thrive this summer.
I'll give you a hint. Popsicles. All right. We did it.
I was thinking about the topic, and I was thinking that this is actually like a health advisory topic that would be on a legit radio program.
The topic today?
Yeah. Because I feel like I remember when I lived in New York, and I constantly listened to New York Public Radio, and it was like a call-in show about what people did to survive the summer and stay cool.
I always felt like that was like a slow news day topic where it's like,
yeah, but it's
nothing.
Also, it's kind of fun though, because you just hear about everybody, you know, everybody, the weather is a common denominator that we all have.
I kind of want to tell you to save it for the end of the
podcast. Oh, I know. I know. I just get so excited about the topic. I need to bring it up right away.
Well, when you're in a humid climate, like in a big city, and all of a sudden the temperatures start going way up, it becomes a hot topic of conversation.
Wow, I'm so excited.
A literal hot topic.
I'm so excited for when we talk about this.
I know. What else are we going to say when we talk about it?
Today I'm sure you listeners can hear this. I bought a new microphone, so it sounds like I'm like really in the room with you now. And
boom.
Then I went to Walmart and I got new tires for our car, because Walmart sells tires. Walmart sells everything, I guess.
They really do.
You probably could have bought a microphone there, right?
I thought you got the microphone with the tires.
Yeah.
That wasn't part of the deal.
Like, that was one of the deals that was available, but I was like, I could get a better microphone.
Okay, can I just interject here really quickly?
And something not
very
about
unrelated?
Summer. It's not about summer.
No, it's not
it?
About summer.
Okay. Look at that guy.
I only last week found out what BOGO is, or is that just the newest way of advertising things?
I don't know what that is.
Buy one, get one. And it's now that I realize what BOGO is, I see it everywhere. Is my microphone on?
Yeah.
Because I'm just getting a wall from you guys on BOGO.
I know about buy one, get one.
But it's called BOGO.
No. It's called buy one, get one.
No,
it's abbreviated
not.
BOGO.
I've never
and nobody says BOGO? No,
people
I'm pretty
say,
sure everyone says BOGO now.
Oh, wow.
Because it's big signs that just say BOGO. They don't
say
buy one, get one.
I saw the sign myself, and I didn't even realize what it meant until you just brought it up just now.
But it's all of a sudden it's everywhere.
You know, we used to say you only live once, and then YOLO came along.
Yeah, it's the new double O of the 2018.
I just feel like it's posh to abbreviate things, especially if you can make it catch on.
Yeah. Right. Oh, certainly.
Yeah, see, I'm out of this. That's not my generation. This abbreviation stuff. It's in the crossword puzzles all the time, and I never know the answer.
Oh, yeah. I like it, but I kind of hate it. I don't know.
You didn't abbreviate things in your day?
Not as much as you do now.
What about what's it called when a secretary used to take notes?
Shorthand.
Shorthand. Yeah, didn't like well, weren't people aware of shorthand?
Well, I
yeah,
would,
but nobody knew how to do it except secretaries.
Yeah, but I felt like there were some things that like came into the public knowledge.
There are some shortcuts here and there, but not, I wanted not to like make a distinction, today.
Right?
Because when I was younger, like LOL became popular, TTYL or WTF was a popular one.
And when you were younger? I felt like yeah. that was not that long ago that WTF was a thing, but maybe I'm wrong.
Hear the whole story. And lately, it's like abbreviations that also you can pronounce.
Right.
Because you can't pronounce oh, right. WTF. Or BRB. That was a real... We use that one still.
Yeah.
But...
Instead of saying the letters spell a word that you then say.
Right. Okay. And I think that's more popular now than the non-pronounceable abbreviations.
And that's actually a really cool evolution because it's like, well, instead of saying that phrase, we just made a word that means that phrase.
Mm-hmm. And the first time I encountered a word like that, it was, hey-ite. Hey-ite.
What?
That
I'm not
means,
familiar with that one.
It's like, hey, are you all right? Hey-ite.
Oh, yeah, is that... That's kind of it. Cause, but that's almost more of a contraction.
Yeah. Well, contractions are the basis of like the...
The grandfather of this movement.
The abbreviative pronounceable. What is that called? It's a acronym.
Right. Right.
So we're into acronyms.
But it's not
days.
Really an acronym because it isn't an... Well, there used to be the... Is it called an anacronym? Where it's like it spells another word.
No,
like
anachronism is a different thing.
Oh, anachronism.
That's a different
okay.
thing.
Okay. But it is an acronym, but it spells a different word that's already a word.
Mm.
Like KISS. Like keep it simple, stupid. Right?
What? What are you talking about? No, an acronym means like you have like a Willa Cather novel or something that's, you know, set in the 1800s. I don't know. And then they have like a cell phone or something. And
oh, okay. Okay. I see. But what was the thing I said called?
I don't know. Acrostic?
Oh, acrostic.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Maybe
that's only if you that like acrostic you have to like spell each one out and like the up and down
right that's keep it
word,
simple
that's
stupid
game.
Right, right. But that doesn't describe KISS, that's just a
yeah.
way of remembering
well
I
no
know.
I think acrostic is a it's a literal way to express an acronym. Maybe.
Okay.
It's like it's a format for expressing your acronyms.
Acrostic isn't just the name of a game.
Acrostic. Acrostic?
Yeah, isn't that the name of a game? I mean, like you said, you saw it in the paper, an acrostic.
I did say that.
It's not a game. It's serious.
That's what I said in Metalark. This isn't a game. This isn't a game right now.
No, it'd be like, Dad, delightful...
oh, okay. So acrostic, you take a word and work backward, maybe. You
take
like brave. B is for, or, wait, hold
B
on.
B is for bold. A
no,
is
no,
for
no,
athletic.
No,
oh, I mean R.
M is for the many, many. Right.
I think it's love, though. I think they spell
yeah.
love.
They're spelling
Meg.
Ma'am. Okay, well, we've tackled that one.
I think we figured it out.
So I got the tires, and then they were like,
right.
it's going to be, and then they're like, okay, we'll just call you when we're done. And I knew it was going to take a bit, so I went and did my microphone shopping first.
Wait, they said it's going to be, and then they left an ellipses, or did they say how long it was going to be?
Let me tell the story how I want to tell it.
Okay.
It's, I shopped before I went there because I knew it would take a while. And then she goes, okay, we'll call you when it's ready.
Okay.
And then I was like, okay, cool. And I left. And then I came back and I was like, about how long do you think? And she goes, an hour and a half. And I was like, oh, man.
Yeah.
Because once you get to a Walmart, you're already so far from the street that it would take you maybe 10 minutes to walk to the street.
Right.
And I was thinking I could go get a coffee at Starbucks, which is across the street.
Right.
But
it's across 5 blocks of Walmart.
Yeah. I felt like I was isolated and I needed maybe a taxi or something.
Get an Uber from the Walmart to the...
I should have done that, but that would have taken time too.
Well, they have those driving carts at Walmart. Why don't you just grab one of those?
Can you do that?
That would be funny.
Just jack a driving cart.
But yeah. You'd probably, I bet they're programmed. They're pretty slow. You can't just take them out of the store.
I had a friend who...
Take it from one end of the store to the other and you're almost at Starbucks.
That's true. So just like... I did,
and then steal a kid's bike to get out of the parking lot.
I did walk all the way across the store to see if they had a Starbucks in the store, which would have been ideal for me. But it was a Subway. And I remember one time Meg and I went to this Walmart that had a Subway/Starbucks.
That does not.
Well, you were in heaven that day. That
I must have been.
You must
dreaming.
Have been dreaming.
Yeah, that doesn't. If Meg doesn't remember it, it was in a dream, and I was like, "Why doesn't it smell weird in here?" Is what I said out loud in the dream. So I didn't go to Starbucks because I couldn't assess the amount of time it would take me to walk across.
Oh my gosh, you would have Walmart. Had plenty of time to get to Starbucks.
Well, I would have had to walk across the Walmart parking lot, then the Lowe's parking lot, then across the, you know, the busy street right there.
Well, I would think that the idea it was going to take 10 minutes would be incentive, because that's 10 minutes you already have covered.
Right.
Was there a penalty if you didn't pick up your car in time?
If you're not here when we're done, we're giving away your car.
We're taking the tires off and you have to wait all over again.
Yeah, I guess they didn't charge me any extra.
There's no way it would have taken an hour and a half, longer than an hour and a half for you to go get a coffee.
I just felt like...
It was hot out though, so I could see the reason wouldn't want to do it.
Okay, so hour and a half was this like estimate that she gave me. And I didn't trust her estimate because, like, estimates are estimates. You know, it's like, oh, hour and a half. It doesn't take that long to put 2 new tires on a...
Were they aligning it also, though?
They balanced them, yeah.
Oh, I thought they had to realign the axle, though.
I don't think they did that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of major.
Have to look at the receipt to see what it took. But they were in, you know, they had a lot of people there.
Okay.
Like a lot of cars already.
And you need a time frame to go by, whether it's way off or not. You mm-hmm. have to go by something in your head. Otherwise, you're going to go crazy.
It's like you go to a restaurant and they're like 45 minutes and then it takes a half hour. So I thought she said an hour and a half.
Right.
Hour is what it was going to take. But it took like exactly an hour and a half.
Really?
It's kind of crazy.
That's cool.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not. Because Walmart's a crazy place. And I walked around, I wandered around a little bit, and I got really tired all of a sudden, and I felt like the lights were too bright. It was just, like, too light in there. And then I wandered down the vacuum aisle to, like, because I got a new vacuum.
You want to assess like, the competition? Yeah,
let me look at these vacuums, see if they got my vacuum in here. Like, what would I pay for it at Walmart? And they didn't have my vacuum, which made me feel a tinge of pride. You know, like
they only sold your vacuum was so good they only sold it at better store.
At Target, right? The slightly better store.
It definitely has a better reputation.
Yeah, for higher end vacuums,
and yeah, that's the reason why.
And then, so I was like falling asleep just walking around the store, and I decided to get a coffee. Iced coffee, just pulled it off the shelf and started drinking it, and it was really bad, but it did the trick. And
while you were shopping, is it legal to do that?
You know, I worked at Walmart Vision Center one time, and my manager told me that when you do that, that's stealing, because you drank the fluid that you drank, you didn't pay for.
So in other words, they wouldn't let you use the glasses on the shelf while you were working.
Right. If they were reading glasses or if I had used the like plain glasses, like to charismatically boost myself in an inappropriate manner without adequately reimbursing the
store.
You could
have been fired for that.
Yeah, that's grounds for dismissal, I think.
That's some very oppressive way of thinking.
Well, yeah, Walmart's pretty anti-union. Did you know that?
I did know that.
Huh. I guess it's an open secret then.
Yeah.
Walmart squashes the idea of employee self-worth.
Okay, let's not get into all that.
That's making a big jump.
You know what's really distracted me through this conversation is this beer that's called, legend has it, Pilsner. And you guys didn't mention this when you were drinking it last night, but it tastes like weed. Does it not?
What? No, I don't think so.
Oh, it totally has like a marijuana taste to it.
Wow.
Neither of you noticed this?
I didn't notice it. I thought it was very good.
Well, it has. Okay, so legend has it, there's like little, it looks like a neon sign.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's
it does have marijuana.
And then it has marijuana all over it. It's definitely...
Yeah,
it tasted very strongly of marijuana, I've never had a beer like that before.
I haven't either. Didn't realize they did that.
Did you want to try it again? I can't believe neither of you noticed.
Why, all of a sudden, you don't want the beer now?
No, I don't really want it, actually. I'd rather just have a beer that tasted like beer.
I'll give you the rest of mine, and I'll take the rest of
it. I thought it was good, because it says Pilsner on it, like pills. And then that made me expect like a really sweet kind of...
And a lighter tasting beer.
Yeah, but this was more complicated, and I guess because it has marijuana in it.
I think it does. Maybe THC oil. I really don't know how they make beer, though.
That would be illegal to sell in Georgia. But keeping in mind that our local,
they're not
going to
sell it at Walmart.
This was I bought at our local liquor store, and I wasn't going to buy it. I didn't pick it out. Like, I just grabbed the Tropicalia and the whiskey, and I came up to the counter, and he was like, hey, you want to try this new beer?
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he pulled it up from behind the counter, and I was like, yeah,
really?
Sure. Because I saw it said pills on it, and I'm like, I like their Pilsners.
Oh, so this isn't even advertised. This is...
This is
secret
behind
stuff.
The counter. Yeah. We trust you. I'm going to sell this to you beer.
We trust you. Don't put it on a podcast.
I know you as not being a narc, right? That was the message.
He knows I'm not a cop. He doesn't check my ID anymore. That was misleading because he pulled it up from behind the counter and he's like, here you go, or you can have this. And then he goes, you want it cold? Because I got it back in the fridge. So I had to... He made me walk back to the fridge, and I had to pull it out of the fridge while he watched Meadowlark.
See, because
he gave her a lollipop.
Really? Oh, yeah. I think he's done that with me before, too. Okay, so I think that if they did put... I feel like it's two guys collaborating on a beer, right?
Oh, what?
Or more.
Well, because this is like a mashup, right? You guys said it was like Brooklyn.
It's two breweries collaborating on a beer. So that could
mean
anything.
Weren't they like, I mean, I see them being like with their elbows nudging each other like, we should just put some THC in here. Like, we should do it. He's like, you think we should do it? And like, yeah, we should do that.
Oh, but that's
like
expensive.
They're just goading each other on.
Maybe they,
but maybe they're
themselves.
Both like so successful that they're like, we can do this. Like, it would be such a baller move to just do this.
Well, okay, so beers aren't really known for their oiliness.
I don't know how you'd get the flavor. I don't know how they got the flavor in there. Now I'm curious as to how they got the flavor in there.
Maybe they substitute marijuana for hops.
Yeah. What if you just what if you just boil marijuana? It's not going to get you high, right?
I don't know. I guess not.
Drink a marijuana tea?
Well, there's part.
Yeah, probably.
You've never heard
of
that.
You could use leaves that.
Look at the screen.
It's a bird.
Meadowlark.
It's a meadowlark.
What's a meadowlark?
We're watching a screensaver that's best of, what is it, Flickr?
Yeah.
And there's a really nice photograph of a meadowlark, the bird. Sorry to interrupt the, how do you make weed
like all of
beer?
Our, all of our podcast listeners can really see that. You
well,
can just
I think
picture
our description
it.
Go
so
to
good.
Flickr and search Hashtag Meadowlark and you'll see it.
Oh, we're off of it now. No, we're on the Doberman.
Oh, remember that guy, Spuds McKenzie?
Okay. So maybe there is weed in that beer. Because I didn't have any, and you guys care about this.
We can just do the rest of the podcast about the screensaver, I think.
We'll describe the screensaver.
Yeah. Well, that's,
hey, I'm not above it. I'll do that topic.
That's a weird, because like people have these podcasts where they just like watch a TV show and then talk about it. And it's like, you could just watch the TV
okay,
show
well,
yourself.
I keep abreast of the Flagpole magazine, which is the local color bear, which is the, like the, goings on in Athens. And, every week they're doing a review of the so Are You Talking REM to Me podcast.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. So I guess the way the podcast works is it's these two podcast famous people who are famous for doing podcasts and other acting.
They're comedians.
And they are just reviewing each REM album, and I believe it's chronologically. So each episode is about a single album. Mm-hmm. So it's just a funny concept. So there's a album, and then there's a podcast about the album, and then there's a review of the podcast.
Yeah,
in the flagpole. It's funny.
So there's a limited number of podcasts.
Oh yeah, I think it's like it's got an end date.
They call it however many albums they have. Obviously.
Right.
Everything has an end date.
Not everything. You can say it's, what do you call that? I always miss...
Open-ended?
Indefinite.
Like this podcast.
Like we're closed indefinitely, which doesn't mean forever. It just means we don't know how long yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do that with like, you can borrow this indefinitely.
Right. Like Tropicália. Really, there's going to be a day when they stop making Tropicália, but they're not planning on that day. With this other one, it's a limited release. They're only going to make this weed beer for so long.
Well, yeah, once they get busted, they're done.
You think this podcast will pass it on to our children and they'll keep it in the family forever?
Is that called unlimited?
You mentioned earlier today that you were going to get, and Safi was down here going over the equipment. Like she was interested. She plans to take over.
She really fucked up the soundboard.
I think
maybe she had an idea behind it.
Yeah, I think she liked that sound.
She's like, I sound better when the knobs are here.
Oh man, that's gonna be an upsetting moment for me because she'll be right.
The hand-me-down is gonna upset you.
That's like
just
when
she's like criticizing the sound on the podcast. Like, oh man, you used to not be able to speak.
Well, maybe she'll do like the rest of us and do it behind your back.
Oh, good. Yeah. That is my
Grandpa,
dream.
Grandpa, dad does not know what... My dad does not know what he's doing.
Yeah, but he's your dad.
Grin and bear it like the rest of us.
Get in line, Safi. We've been talking about this for years.
By the way, Eddie, you do an amazing job on the sound.
Oh,
amazing.
But I was going to say, that's my dream. I just want people to not, like, if you got a problem, don't tell me about it. Like, listen to some other podcasts.
Oh, your dream is that nobody ever tells you that you've done anything wrong?
Mm-hmm. I want to be
man,
just in
I
that
should
bubble.
Know that and act accordingly, because I feel like I'm constantly
bubble.
Telling you that you're doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm. I want to be in the bubble. And I don't want anyone to pop it.
Okay. See, I'm the opposite. I want people to constantly criticize me.
Mm. And some people, that's their dream, to just constantly criticize someone.
Oh, okay.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
No, but I do appreciate criticism to a point.
All
right. Honestly,
right up to the point where it starts.
Good one. Oh, man.
I was just thinking about school earlier. I guess I appreciate other people being criticized around me and then me being praised and risen above them.
Yeah, that's the bubble theory. Same thing. Same.
So So is same's a thing, because Jared was wearing that shirt that just said same. Did you notice that?
Yeah, that same. They said it on the podcast I recorded yesterday, which listeners, look out for a new podcast coming soon.
Okay, so
to be announced.
I think that's, Dad, sorry, this is probably a reference you don't understand, but this, I think that started with the original Arrested Development reboot, right?
I think that they were satirizing it, so maybe we were...
You think so? Yeah. That was like 3 years ago, and I feel like same is only now, like, deeply penetrated the...
Well, it got to us.
It got to us.
Yeah.
I guess BOGO has probably been a thing for years, mm-hmm. and I just didn't know about it. No, I feel like I'm cutting edge with BOGO. I'm going to say it. I feel like BOGO has only recently hit the scene. Because neither of you were aware of it.
Who's to say, though, like, just how those things spread? Memetics.
Okay, I think I'm going to say it was Arrested Development. I'm just going to believe until somebody tells me
and
that
BOGO
it wasn't.
You heard first. Like, BOGO comes straight from the mouth of Meg. So cool. We've got the origin of, not species, but...
What is that called? When the history of words?
Etymology.
Right. No, that is it, right? Or
I
that's bugs.
Phrases.
Oh.
Right?
What's bugs, though?
Oh, bugs.
Entomology. Entomology. Oh, etymology is words.
Oh, okay.
I think it's phrases, maybe.
So what's the origin of words, then? We don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to ask Siri on that one.
I wish I would have learned
What's the origin of words?
What's the origin of words? Who started words?
What did she say?
What's the origin of words?
Here's what I got.
I think you have to say, what's the word that means the origin of words?
What is the word that means the origin of words?
Okay, I found this on the web for what is the word that means the origin of words.
She didn't even change the results that I just
what?
Gave her.
What? Siri? Weren't they just talking on Jeopardy about how they updated Siri? Changed her up a little bit?
Yeah, she sounds more natural.
Okay.
That's what they said on Jeopardy.
She did sound slightly more natural, but she sounded like the same person.
Like, just as dumb. Like, oh, okay.
So what was it?
I'll look that up for you.
What was the answer?
She didn't tell
me. She didn't know it.
I'll Google it, since we've got some time.
Hey, let's check out that screensaver. I feel like it would be a fun game. Okay, so this is a landscape. I feel like it would be a fun game where it came up with a landscape and you tried to guess where the landscape was in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Although I don't think I'd be very good at that game, but I'd be interested in the answers.
But it would have to be a landscape that was peculiar to only one region in the world.
Right.
Because a lot of these landscapes could be anywhere, really.
They could be. Well, okay, so they would put cityscapes also. I mean, I feel like sometimes we have this screensaver that will be like, what do they call that? The droid. It'll be like a droid taking a slow motion video of a city, like moving closer to the city.
Oh, that's the Apple TV screensaver.
Oh, yeah. So it's always interesting to try to figure out what city it is.
Well, this one's got Scott's Kitchen. How many Scott's Kitchens are there?
Oh, I saw that at the airport.
Yeah.
That's just
You've
at
seen
the airport.
Scott's Kitchen? It's at the airport?
Yeah. Etymology.
What kind of food do you think Scott has in his kitchen?
Pizza.
Pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm definitely thinking he's got like some ham sandwiches on white bread.
Yeah. You never know. Scott could be a gourmet. He could have French food.
I don't know. Like, why? That's such a boring name for cuisine, for exciting
cuisine.
I'll tell
you, people come up with really bad names for the restaurants.
Maybe it's a Scottish kitchen and it's like shepherd's pie. Or is that Irish?
Scots? Oh, yeah. Okay, I don't know what the Scottish people eat. Haggis?
Beer, haggis.
Yeah, haggis. That's
bangers
good.
And mash.
Oh, Scott's Kitchen is all haggis.
All haggis all the time.
Breakfast,
lunch, and dinner haggis.
I really thought shepherd's pie was in that cuisine, but...
Probably. Yeah, like, because Don't Scottish people, they do sheep? Do they do sheep thing?
Well,
they
maybe.
Do sheep thing?
Oh, yeah.
Irish people.
Sheep and goats. And all.
Don't get me started on Scottish people.
So you take the shepherd's pie. It's like you go in the morning with your shepherd's pie and you bring it out to the field that you're going to be hanging out in the field for all day. And you eat the pie, right?
Oh, wow.
Very similar to what the miners used to eat in the mines because they came over from...
The...
Miner's pie?
What? No, they eat the pasties?
Pasties, right. And it was like a rolled dough and they put inside meat and potatoes and stuff.
So I'm not
gonna
very look, hearty.
And then they'd bring
I'm not
going to
look any of this up, but etymology is the study of the origin of words and the way in which their meanings have changed throughout history.
We got
so
it.
So we cracked
I
that
like
one.
Etymology.
And you know, if you have any reservations about our knowledge, just base it off of that. Like we said something off the cuff and then we looked it up and we were right. Right? So
it's
we're right it's most of the
probably
time.
Probably we're always right.
Yeah,
based
that's what
on
I'm
that
thinking.
Example.
We're batting 1,000 right here. So let's go ahead and talk about summer. The Beach Boys channel on Sirius XM coming soon.
Well, now
that's what
I'm
this
just
is brought to you
well,
by.
You guys, I'm spiraling out here because now I'm remembering an interaction I had with a young person recently where they said they were going to college and they already knew what they were going to study in college. And I interpreted what she said as entomology, but now I'm wondering if she actually said etymology. And I started talking about bugs like I knew what she was talking about, but what if she actually was going to study the origin of words in college? And now I'm really embarrassed.
I don't think that's a study.
You don't think you could major in entomology or etymology?
That's a highly, highly specialized field.
Wait, etymology?
Yeah.
Etymology
it's pretty
or etymology?
Etymology.
I'm not sure now. I reacted like she said
I think
entomology,
can
but now I'm worried that she said etymology.
I would not lose any sleep over that.
You can definitely make
I'm going like to have to have you text her mom.
I feel like graduate studies, like you could get your PhD in etymology.
Right,
you
but you couldn't get your undergrad. You would probably get a double major in English and Latin.
Okay.
If you want to go, I should have told her that. Well, if you want to go into etymology, you should get a minor in Latin and English. That's or literature.
And we're assuming
Latin
it's
and
English
literature,
English etymology, because right. Etymology could be through any language, right?
That's a good point. But you would probably go back to the source languages,
right? So, like,
you would go back to
like,
Latin and what's another source language? Arabic?
Germanic or in Latin? Germanic and Romantic, right?
Those oh, right. Two. So what's... is German a really old language?
Sounds pretty old.
It's older than English.
Yeah. So why are we talking about that? Just because you felt guilty?
Yeah, I just sidetracked us because... I was worried now that that's something that I'd done. Like...
Mm-hmm. Talked about
ever,
bugs. With
have you ever
English
had that
major.
Experience where you're like, it dawns on you much later that you said something so stupid?
Oh,
I get that. I get all the time. I go to bed every night thinking, why did I do that?
I think, yeah, it's worse when you're not going to see that person again.
No, yeah, this is not somebody I'm likely to see again.
So it's like...
So it's like she's just out there, and every time that I come up in her life, which is very rarely, she's going to be like, oh, that person, she's really
so
dumb.
So let's just play that all the way through. So you talked about bugs with her.
Yeah.
And then she's actually just an English major. And you see her 5 years from now, and you're like, oh, hey... Man, this is so crazy because I've been thinking about this like thing, and she's like, "You know what? Actually, I switched my major from etymology to entomology, and I'm now an entomologist. So we have stuff to talk
and
about."
And I have you to thank for that because
exactly.
You really lifted my
yeah. You put that
curiosity,
seed in there,
yeah,
and well, you brought her along.
That
the
makes
path
me feel
of,
good.
Yeah, I knew that would lift you up.
That really put me back in my bubble.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Boop. It's like
there's a lesson there. So next time you screw up and you're sitting there thinking about, I think of all the good things that could have happened because of your screw up.
Yeah, right, yeah. Good point.
So the Beach Boys have a channel on Sirius XM about the summer, or?
Oh, I think it's just Beach Boys, but Beach Boys hearken the feel of summer.
Well, they had that compilation album, Endless Summer.
Oh, right.
And yes. It had all the hits on it.
Okay, so I feel like this necessitates that we talk about our foray into the experience of drunk history.
Oh, yeah, but let's talk about the lake first, because we went to Lake Lanier this week, and I was really enthralled by this thing. It's like a tube that you connect to a jet ski. And
oh,
then
right.
That tube then gets connected to a platform, and then the jet ski, like, when you rev the engine, it funnels the water up through the tube and lifts the person on the platform into the air. Like,
it like shoots out the bottom of your feet.
How many feet do you think it goes? 10, 20? Between 10 and 20, basically.
I wasn't close enough to get a good gauge. It was definitely...
It looked like about 20. I mean, when the guy that was operating it, when he did it, he really got up there.
Yeah, the better people got higher.
Right.
And the worser people
sunk lower. Folly.
Well, he probably turned it up for himself. If you're some guy comes in.
Okay, gun it.
Yeah, that guy could really F with you, though. Like, if you were rude to him, you shouldn't be rude to him.
you're going real high. You're going 50
well,
feet
and
if you're rude
he could
to
just,
this guy.
He could just spurt it to where you could, like, there's no chance for you to, like, be able to
That's
handle
right.
it.
That's right.
I don't know what it's called. I think it's called waterboarding, maybe, because I...
not called that.
Anyway, I was looking at... it online, and the story that I started telling people, which isn't necessarily the truth, was that I was watching this thing and I was so dumbfounded, and I was like, I want to do that. And then this girl that was next to me was like 10 years old, looked up at me and was like, it's $120. You know, as if like I couldn't afford it.
I don't see you up there, buddy.
Yeah, like she sized me up and she's like, $120.
Save your money, old man.
Out of your price range. Maybe I could do it, but you're aged out of this. And so I really wanted to prove that girl wrong, but then I thought, like, I'm never going to see you again. And, you know, one of these days I'll be on YouTube waterboarding people. And
so visit Eddie's GoFundMe page for getting up on the...
Yeah, I really think it would be fun to try. But I need a jet ski, and I need a tube, and I need a platform.
Honestly, so I'd be kind of worried about my formerly broken knee. I don't know.
You worry about your broken knee?
Yeah, I'd be worried about that.
I looked up the waterboard, and I'd be worried about that more. It cost $2,500 for the first one on Google. When I Googled it, I was like,
to buy the jet ski?
No, not the jet ski.
Oh, just the attachment?
The attachment thing was $2,500.
Yeah, you're going to have to get your own business.
I know. Charge it $120 per ride. Like, I mean, what does that get you?
You also have to own a water ski.
But that's everything besides a jet ski.
Yeah, which is, what is a jet ski? On the Price is Right, they're like $13,000, right?
Okay, you gotta get on the Price is Right. That's how this all begins.
Oh, man.
And then check it against a Walmart price.
If they sold the lake package, boy, oh boy.
Who's that?
Desi, she's probably going to stop by.
Okay, cool.
Keep talking.
No, I'm done. we were talking about the Beach Boys channel, and I'm going to tune in a little bit, but I don't know how much Beach Boys.
What about the Margaritaville experience, though? We were talking about the lake experience. Like, I wanted to get that out of the way because that was summery to me.
It was very summery. Okay, so we went to Lake Lanier, as you both know, and they definitely attempted to have a beach feel at the lake. There was white sand beaches, and there were tiki huts. Yeah, like there were umbrellas that were thatched umbrellas, and they had tables in the water, and it was all very delightfully phony.
And a lot of references to sharks.
Right, because the restaurant was called the Land Shark. Okay, but Eddie and I had, it had been advertised recently that Margaritaville has opened on Lake Lanier. And to me, that meant a restaurant with very tall margaritas.
And Jimmy Buffett playing.
Jimmy Buffett playing and a volcano-sized pile of nachos, which Eddie and I agreed I would have talked a lot about ordering and not actually ordered. But I feel like I really got... They did not have a Margaritaville restaurant, which was very confusing.
Yeah. I was...
The whole thing was very confusing. The whole Lake Lanier Islands experience was... I still don't understand what happened to me.
I was confused as to what we were allowed to do with our rental and what we needed to pay more for. And then also, just there wasn't a map. So
I know. The whole time
stuff.
We were going around, like, I'm we were walking we around that. And I would see people and I'm like, how do you know what you're supposed to be doing here? Like, how did you get to the pool? Like, I felt like it was so difficult to understand that there was even a pool here.
Yeah, like, it was surprising that we found the stables.
Right. I felt like there was, maybe they lacked a concierge experience.
I'm going to go pee and make sure the door's unlocked because Desi's going to stop by.
Oh, right.
Well, was it, was there an orientation at this thing?
No, there was no orientation for our two-day stay.
They didn't offer one?
So when I checked in, the woman handed me a map to tell me how to get to our specific cabin. But there was no other information. Like, I felt like I was pulling teeth to get like some information out of the people at the front desk. Like, okay, so one thing I had ordered, you could get all these different packages when you made your reservation.
Right. And what would be included?
Yeah, like I could have included like a golf car rental or could have included a boat rental, which might have been cool, but I didn't. But I did include the breakfast. And when I checked in, she had no mention of us having breakfast. And I was like, oh, did I just not even remember that correctly? Because it seems like something she would say when I checked in.
Sure,
like,
it'd be part
of
the brochure.
Yeah, this is all handled and you're going to come here and this is when the breakfast... Like, right, like,
so
tell
you
us,
had to
tell me
them.
When the breakfast is, right?
Yeah.
Well, I had to call and see, like, oh, do I actually have this? Did I pay for this already? Because I'm not going to go if it's not paid for yet. Because then we would have other options. But anyway, so yeah, it was just very confusing. I had to ask for the kids menu. And then I guess it depends who you interact with, because the woman I interacted with in the morning who I asked about all the kids stuff was the one who gave me that, like, she gave me a itinerary for all the things that were happening on that specific day on the islands. And when they were happening and how to get a free popsicle.
Yeah, at times it felt
like...
It was
like, weird.
It felt like a cruise ship to where there's these like... Like we were entitled...
I think I wanted it to be more like a cruise ship,
I think we were entitled to a lot of stuff.
But we didn't know. They didn't tell us.
We didn't have any idea about...
And yeah, it's like, is that that's a ploy in itself. Because
we were like, we can use this pool, right? And they're like, yeah, of course. Come use the pool. We've got towels down there too.
No, they didn't tell us that. We had to find that out.
Yeah, but... Yeah, and that's like an amenity, like a hidden amenity.
And even the beach we went to with Margaritaville, like we could use the beach, but it cost extra to...
Slide down the slide or whatever. Right. They had like a big slide.
Yeah, so I feel like...
It would have been $120 to get on
that
fucking jet
ski thing.
Most places
you get in there, that's the thing that Disney has. The Disney experience is like... Here is what you just entered into, and I'm going to tell you how amazing it is.
Give me your $5,000, and this is all the stuff you can do.
Yeah, I feel like Lake Lanier really, they really lacked that communication of like, it was like, I have an inkling that we have a lot of cool things we could do here, but nobody's telling me what they are.
Yeah, I think you can rent a boat, right?
You could totally rent a boat. Like, they should give you a whole packet of, like, this is how much everything costs.
Yeah, like, here's how to rent a boat. Because I would have, if I could have done it with just my license, I would have rented a boat. And then
we're renting a boat next time.
I want to see the lake.
Yeah, we could have done
like,
a nice cruise.
Done a little, like, research and be like, oh, look, there's like a little islet.
I feel like our trip was an exploratory journey, and then next time we'll understand it better. Maybe that's, it's a long con. They're like, oh, well, you just got a taste and you're going to have to come back for the main course.
They also have like the villas.
Right.
Like houses on the lake.
Yeah.
And we got the cabins, which kind of felt swag this time.
They did feel swag this time. The first time we stayed there 6 years ago when I turned 30.
They had hot tubs.
They were nicer.
They had hot tubs in the back. Each one of them.
Yeah, now they don't have hot tubs. As we all suspected, somebody fell to their death in a hot tub, and they took all the hot tubs off.
Really? Because
they're on a deck.
That happened?
No, that's what we all think.
Yeah, that's a lot of weight to put on a deck.
And it wasn't reinforced. Remember how we had a reinforced deck, and somebody, our inspector, said, oh, they probably had a hot tub on here because they had a lot of extra wood underneath this area of the deck.
Oh, I made that up. I'm sorry. That's a lie.
Oh, my gosh. I'm just like basing my whole understanding of decks on this lie, though.
No, that was a lie.
Now I'm understanding what this podcast is all about.
It's coming clean years later.
Well, now I feel so stupid for all the things I've said about decks to people.
You're just talking about how to build like really good.
Hey, you want to put a hot tub on your deck? I'll tell you how to do it. Otherwise, you're going to fall to your death.
Well, why do you talk to people about that so much? I've been meaning to ask you that. Like every time we have anybody over, it's like you're talking about like not podcasts. You're talking about hot tub installation methods.
Yeah, that's true. I should probably stop talking about it now that I don't know it. Now I realize I don't know anything about it.
There have been some deck disasters. I mean,
yeah.
On YouTube?
No, in real life, actually.
Deck disasters.
Well, actually, that brings up a good point because we also this summer, or it's not even summer. Why are we talking about summer?
I mean, it's looming.
Mm-hmm. We went to St. Augustine and rented an Airbnb with a deck, and the deck across the property line had collapsed.
Oh,
like
yeah.
You could, all the boards were down into the sinkhole.
Nobody was going to die in that deck collapsing.
Deck-zaster.
Yeah. Deck-zastrophe. Well, famously in this book that everybody read 20 years ago, The Staggering Work of Heartbreaking Genius. The Heartbreaking Work of Staggering Genius. They talked about of like a deck disaster that happened in the Bay Area where people died.
I remember that, yeah.
So the guy who wrote the book was at that party, supposedly.
Yeah, there was like
it.
20 or 30 people Dave on Eggers. This deck, and it felt like two stories or three stories or something.
You're talking about Airbnb was across the street from us?
No, this was 20 years ago that this happened, but it was in a very famous book. It was the main character had experienced this
deck
accident.
What I said was a joke.
Right, I know, but my dad said these were real accidents, and like this was an instance of a real
one time
deck accident.
During the summer, we went to Six Flags with some friends, and one of our friends.
Who's the we in this?
Meg and I.
Okay.
And
I thought he was talking about his family when he was growing up.
I don't remember going. Now I remember the one time we went to Six Flags. Okay.
And one of our friends researched all of the deaths at that particular Six Flags and like all of the rides.
Really? You can do that?
It's so funny thinking back on that, how that is like such, that was Roger, and it's like such a Roger thing to do. But he would do it to be funny and morbid at the same time, and it was like a complete success at the morbid.
Yeah.
I don't know how funny it was.
He wasn't that concerned about having an accident. He was just...
No, he was. I think he just wanted it. He used that information to heighten our experience.
Here's a good example.
Did you know five people have died on this thing?
You know the tower thing where it like takes you up and you're like in a chair and then it takes you to the top and then it just drops you?
Right.
I think think the Tower of Terror is the most popular.
Popular place for dying.
Oh, and Epcot.
No, the
no,
Tower of Terror
just
is
at Six Flags, Great America.
The Tower of Terror is the Universal branded one, and it's like you go up to the top, and it's like an elevator, and they open the doors, and you see how high you are, and then you just drop.
Okay.
And then you survive.
Yeah,
obviously.
They have it all over
most
the
place of the time.
Now.
And so we got all strapped in to this thing, and he's sitting next to me, and he goes, "You know what? This is actually a pretty safe ride. The only time anyone was actually hurt on this ride was when their leg got caught on something on the ground. And while the thing was lifting up, it just ripped their leg off." And like, this is before the thing started moving up, you know, like we had just sat down and got strapped in. And he was like, you know, giving me the info. And I like kind of pulled my feet up, you know,
really,
as if
I wouldn't have thought you'd do that.
But I think that's how the person did it. I think they maybe pulled their feet up and like got it caught.
Oh, within
the
mechanism?
Yeah. Got all
wow.
Crunched up in the yeah, so that added a level of terror for me that I was
that's
not
like, really the way I go about
summer.
Theme parks.
Like experiencing my summer.
Yeah, I'm not looking for escaping terror.
Well, it was terrific.
Yeah, a water ride
terrific
theme park,
just means
that can
terror.
Be a great way to escape terror, escape the heat.
What was your history with water parks? I was really like jazzed about water parks, and you were kind of like, don't talk about this right now.
Don't talk about water parks. I don't know that I had great experiences. I definitely remember being excited about water parks at one point in my life, but I probably experienced my greatest sunburn at a water park. Like, from being out in the heat all day to where it's like, you did put on sunscreen, but you didn't reapply. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Which is, that's yeah. Just a slap in the face, isn't it?
You got busted.
Like, as a parent, I'm like, I'm not gonna... Do I have to worry about putting it on a second time? That's just
yeah,
the
like
worst.
You're supposed to put it on like every hour and a half.
That's
crazy.
Too much. I mean, I'm sure now they have like all day protection.
No, you're still supposed to put it on every hour and a half or 2 hours.
Hour and a half? Are you kidding me?
No.
Seriously.
I was thinking like, after I got
that's
in the
I'm
water,
saying.
I would
screw
reapply.
Water parks.
I don't know, because I could feel
yeah, right.
when
it,
I got in the water, I could
off.
Feel it washing off. But no, I'm not going to do that shit. That's too much work.
That's why I'm never going to a water park again. No, I'm just,
well,
but the last time I went to a water park, I was like, this is gross.
Did you go with us at Disney World? When we went to Disney World to,
I didn't go. And that was like, I feel like the two family vacations where maybe it was just, I should be a little more paranoid about this. Cause it seems like the most fun the family ever had was the two times that I didn't go on the thing. Like, first off, Blizzard Beach at Disney World got rave reviews from my brothers and my dad, and I chose not to go on that adventure.
Well, you stayed
all
right,
we're,
Epcot, right?
And then the other one was in Costa Rica. I just was so sick of everybody that I just had to hang out in the room by myself while everybody went ziplining. So I did not do the zipline.
Blizzard Beach was way better than ziplining. Ziplining was okay, but it wasn't that great.
We're not at a good place for this, but let's wrap it up. Final thoughts on summer. We're going to go
ahead
and
what?
Play
What's
the theme
the time?
Song.
Hey.
We're good.
This is
hey,
it.
Hey,
this is all.
Hey.
Get out of here.
Meg, let's take over. Let's commandeer this operation.
I don't know how to.
I love the beach. I love the idea of the beach. I love surfboards like sticking out of the sand, you know?
Yeah, I like that, but I feel like we're going to... It's probably
hold
somebody
on,
objecting
on.
To us stopping
I'm
the
trying,
podcast.
I'm trying to stop the podcast right now, and they're like... They are being so hard ass on me. Can
I'm
you just
sorry,
support
Eddie.
Me? Can you just like?
Yeah,
no,
we were
me.
Like having fun, and
I blindly support Eddie.
Yeah, I want to
you're
go
like,
hang out
shut
with
Desi. Up?
She's
oh,
at her house,
okay.
And she's got the babies and the dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
so,
I'm in your driveway.
We're gonna wrap this podcast up, and we're going to go hang out with Desi.
Okay. So we'll talk about, let's try to beat the heat next week.
You can just pause it if you want.
No,
and we're
we 54 can stop.
Minutes. Like,
oh, we're 54. We're good.
That's
oh,
it. 54.
You guys.
Awesome. I thought we were doing 120 here.
Dad, Desi, you didn't even know if you wanted to podcast, and now you're griping final... about 6 minutes.
Time is wasted.
You know how many
y'all.
Beers you made me drink?
One.
Do you have any thoughts on
summer? What's your final thoughts on summer?
Let's talk about it again next week because we really didn't even get to it.
I get a fungus every summer, but I still like summer.
Okay. Well, we'll never talk about this again. Thanks, Desi. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
All right.
So we get our final thoughts?
Yeah.
Our final thoughts on summer.
What about
summer?
The surfboard sticking out of the sand? I thought that was cool.
Phallic. Too phallic.
Okay. Go ahead, Meg. Your final thoughts on summer.
My final thoughts on summer? I'm just going to have to figure out the right wardrobe.
And I think every time I go to the river from now on, I'm going to pretend it's the ocean, and I think it's going to heighten my experience.
Good idea. Follow us on Twitter at Athens Public. Email us athenspublic@gmail.com. Stay tuned. We're going to have new podcasts soon, and you might like those better than you like this. But if not, I mean, don't worry about it.
Yeah, they won't all be reruns like this one, right?
Reruns? What do you mean? Like, this is brand new. This is
you said we'll have new ones later on. Like,
oh, new different podcasts of, like, different variety of podcasts.
Like that podcast that doesn't have a name yet.
Yeah, the one I recorded yesterday that
we're playfully calling it SJ and Ray Ray.
I hope they name it that, but I don't want to like force their hand because that's like mansplaining podcast.
I think you just did, didn't you?
All right. Well, we appreciate you listening.
And I'm a woman, so it's fine.
And we'll see you next week. Maybe, right?
Not me.
I'll be here.
All right.
I won't be here.
All right.